Hello and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Spirits, Ghosts, and Angels. Spirits or ghosts have been around for thousands of years. God mentions a spirit in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Now the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and God's spirit hovered over the water. Spiritual beings known as angels are mentioned in Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. He, in reference to God, banished the man, and in front of the Garden of Eden he posted the cherubs, an angel of the second highest order of the ninefold celestial hierarchy, and the flame of a flashing sword to guard the way to the tree of life. There are many accounts of people, especially children, that have seen angels, including myself. One night I was lying in bed, and after I had finished praying to God, I rolled over on my side to go to sleep. Before I could close my eyes, God's presence appeared to me in the form of a spirit. The spirit was wearing a light blue robe with his arms stretched out, his hand opened with his palm facing upward. On his hand was a cloud, and on the cloud stood an angel. The angel turned her head, looked at me, and smiled. So I smiled back, and off they went. I said, "Thank you, God." I thought that was pretty awesome that God would do that for me. There is a well-known spirit that is called the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. One night I was lying in bed, and I had just finished reading for the night. The light on my end table was on when out of nowhere a spirit appeared to me. He was an impressive spirit, full of flames of fire that were flat at one end, and at the other end came to a point. They were laid out like scales on a fish. The Holy Spirit was also in a bodily form. He was only about 3 feet away from me, hovering above the floor and looking right at me. All I could do was lay there and observe this beautiful spirit in amazement. It wasn't until about 3 months later, after some hard researching, that I discovered that this was the Holy Spirit. I had known that the Holy Spirit was in my soul because I can feel Him at times. This is one scripture that I had found that explained it to me. In John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I, Jesus, shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of Truth, whom the world could never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you, he is in you. He's been with me for at least 9 years now." Both of these scriptures have many witnesses. Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. "Now when all the people had been baptized, and while Jesus, after his own baptism, was at prayer, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily shape, like a dove." In Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 it says, "When Pentecost day came around, they had all met in one room. Peter the apostle was one of them. When suddenly they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting. And something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire, These separated and came to rest on the heads of each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that the Holy Spirit is a true, live spirit because he resides in my soul. He comforts me in my sufferings, and he teaches me truth, and helps me to discern what is truth. He is also our connection to God. There are many written accounts from others, such as John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, Thomas Merton, St. Augustine, St. Ignatius, John Cassian, and many others who have spoken of the same thing. Spirits or ghosts are for real. They can be pure, clean spirits, or dark, evil spirits. But there are many people who don't believe in God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, ghosts, spirits, or angels. They seem to be closed-minded and think that people who do believe are brainwashed, or they need some fantasy to cling to because they don't have a life, or are not living in reality, or that the Bible is nothing more than a fairy tale. These people you may never be able to convince because of their closed-minded attitude, and in many cases are scared of the truth. They may not want to know the truth, so they have to keep convincing themselves that it is all a lie by lashing out against those that do believe and or have witnessed such things. You can go to any religious forum and find many of these people being arrogant and disrespectful. Open-minded people will listen, and I tell them that although they may believe what I tell them, they still need to seek the truth for themselves. Otherwise, they will always be dependent on others for answers which may not always be true. Thank you for visiting with us, and may God bless you always.